Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Athos Life podcast. This is episode one. I'm Giovanni Perriott, and I'm here with Joe Stout, the president of Mount Capra. So we just, in this first episode here, we want to do a brief introduction about who we are and as well as our companies and what we kind of stand for. And just wanted to let you guys get to know us a little bit here in this first episode. So, Joe, why don't you kind of introduce yourself and Mount Capra as well, and kind of we'll start there.
I would love to. So again, my name is Joe Stout, and I've been the president here at Mount Capra since 2012. Mount Capra has existed pretty much in its current form since about 1985. At that time, my father, Frank, he took the company over from another father-son team that had been running it since 1928. So about 50 years before there was really a health food or a health nutrition mindset in the country, this other father-son team was running something called Briar Hills Dairy. And Briar Hills Dairy created raw goat milk cheese, and they created a nutritional supplement that we still sell today. So that's a little bit of our history. And again, my dad actually left the company in my care. That was his idea.
Amazing.
He left it in my care in 2012 so that he could go back to school in his 60s. To become a naturopathic doctor, which he has since achieved. And he is now back, and we're running the company together. But that is a little bit of the history of Mount Capra. We like to call ourselves a fifth-generation family farm because both my parents, myself, and all of my kids and my wife live on the farm, and we run the farm together. So that's a little history of Mount Capra and where we've come from.
Awesome. And if you could share a little bit, since you've taken over the company, kind of like your vision for the company and where you guys are headed, what kind of your goals have been, how have you grown the company, any changes that you've made, and just kind of like with that long-term vision in mind.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's interesting because when I first took over the business, I was 28 years old, and my main focus was don't screw it up, don't screw it up, don't screw it up. Your dad just hands you the keys to the car, don't put it in the ditch. And so I would say a lot of my leadership at that point was pretty reactive and kind of defensive, not defensive of criticism, but just defensive to like, how can we do things so that we can continue on this legacy that my dad has so faithfully worked for. Since then, I would say I've begun to get a much more of a proactive vision on here at Mount Capra. And so I'm excited to march into the future with this group of amazing team that we've got here at Mount Capra. It's truly amazing what these guys all can do. And Giovanni has you're going to hear about this here in a minute, but Giovanni's done a lot of work with us that has been truly remarkable. So a lot of the success of Mount Capra is by the grace of God, but it's also because he blessed us with a lot of amazing people who have made this company reality.
Amen. And I've been here for 2 years now. I mean, and just in that 2 years, the company has grown exponentially. And it's been a blessing for me to be a part of that and to experience that just in the 2 years that I've been here.
Sure.
It's been a blessing. So so now we'll dive into, now that we kind of have Mount Capra, which is our parent company, kind of dive into what Mount Athos is and how it came to be. When I first joined Mount Capra a couple years ago, I was kind of just doing grunt work. I was in production. I was in bottling. And that's kind of where I started. And then I did a short internship in the business part of Mount Capra. And kind of my whole goal was like kind of put something together that's for school, but then also for the company.
Because you were getting, sorry to interrupt, but you were working towards still even a business degree, right?
Yep. That's kind of slowed down since I've been working full time. I'm still going to give it, should happen here in 2024, but actively getting a business degree. And one of my classes was an internship.
Sure.
Like work with a business and put a little package together for that business and how you could grow the company.
Right.
And so I was like, well, I'm a performance guy, sports performance. I like working out. I like lifting.
It's huge.
Nah, I'm not. Everybody says that. But so that was my whole goal. It's like, well, how could we grow this company? How could we take this niche of goat products and make it into something that I would use? Mm-hmm. I mean, we already had protein. I used our protein from the start. But how do we make it more geared towards sports performance?
Right.
And so that was my whole package there that I put together in 8 weeks or so. I was like, well, I think we could really reach a broader demographic if we were to gear it towards sports and athletics and create pre-workouts and proteins. And so I just put that together, kind of what the logistics of that would look like. And that's after that 8 weeks of pitched it to Joe, and Joe was like, well, let's do that.
Yeah.
And so that
great idea.
Here we are now, 2 years later, and it's been a blessing to be a part of that and the opportunities that Joe's given me. I mean, at 23 years old, you're not going to get this level of education. And at work, very, very few people get this opportunity. So
it's definitely a win-win. Not a lot of guys like Giovanni come along, so we're very thankful for him. One of the problems we were trying to give an answer for in the marketplace is that for guys in his position who are performance-minded, a lot of times the supplements that are marketed to them are just full of garbage. Yep. And a huge vision for Mount Capra has been to always produce clean, very clean label, very clean products that don't have the preservatives, the colors, the artificial sweeteners. And we actually have our own goat farm that much of the milk that we produce actually comes from our own farm. And so we know what the goats are eating. We know what kind of lifestyle they're getting. So so he was really onto something when he said, hey, let's target more people like me who right now don't have a lot of options if they want to supplement with a clean performance line.
Right. No, it's amazing how saturated the fitness market is, but so few companies are doing like clean ingredient products, natural flavors, natural colors. Yeah. It's really hard to find those. So being able to help be a part of a company that is doing that has been amazing. So when we came to the end of that 8 weeks, and I was like, okay, we'll start this company. It was like, well, now it's about branding. How are we going to represent ourselves in a way that messages clean ingredients and products that are actually for a lifestyle of longevity. Mm-hmm. So, and that's where we kind of came up with Mount Olympus supplements, and what we wanted to take something that was a classical idea of humanity and ethics and make it, and that be our brand. So, and we found that in Greek culture. In Greek culture, they had the idea of excellence in things that they did. But we're a Christian company. So what we did is we took that idea of excellence, arete, And
what is arete?
Arete is, here's a quick definition here, a term describing a maximum of ability and potency for action, a man's effectiveness and skill in goodness, could be translated as excellence, with the idea of moral virtue. So it's something that's more spiritual, but that spirituality then overwhelms you, and then that's how you live.
Yeah, it expresses itself. It expresses itself in how you physically inhabit this world.
Yep, I mean, and this idea was Aristotle did a lot of work on this idea of arete. He describes it as a virtue, then is a habit or trained faculty of choice, the characteristics of which lies in moderation or observance of the mean relatively to the persons concerned. So Aristotle kind of expressed that this is something that you have to choose. You have to work for. It's not something that's just it's inside of you, but then you have to work to grow it and actually express it in your day-to-day life. Paul talks about the same idea of excellence in Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is holy, whatever is good, is of good repute. If there is any excellence, arete, and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. So Paul talks about that there too, is like focus that idea of excellence there. So we have it both in Greek philosophy as well as in the scriptures themselves.
Yeah. And I would even just jump in there and just say that this type of moral virtue, a lot of people want to talk about virtue. We talk about virtue signaling, you know, make sure you update your social media profile to show that you're against the latest thing or you're supporting the latest thing. But virtue is actually what you do. It's not just what you say you do.
Yeah.
And so virtue is not just knowing what is right, but doing what is right. And so this concept of arete or excellence or moral virtue has to do with what we actually do, not just what we say we're going to do.
Right. So we wanted to take this Greek idea, but then we wanted to, since Christians are like, well, how are we going to Greek was notoriously pagan in their beliefs, and so they didn't really have an end goal for their this concept of excellence. Like, where is it going? Why be good? And so as Christians, we have the answer to that, and Paul actually, there's a great story in Acts 17, where Paul is talking to Greeks, and he's saying, you guys are a very what is it, religious culture. Very religious society. You believe in many gods, and they even had a statue here of to an unknown god.
Right.
And Paul's telling them, I know this god, and this mm-hmm. is God that I'm come to talk to you about. And he
Let
says,
me tell you about him.
Yeah, exactly. And so he says, for in him we live and move and exist, even as some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. And so there right there is the answer to this excellence, this moral virtue that we live and that it overflows us in our actions in our day-to-day lives. And so that's kind of where we wanted to establish our brand, is that's what we're going to push. We're going to push for this moral virtue, this excellence, for the purpose of glorifying God, knowing that from him is where we achieve our who we are, yep. as our being.
Okay, but I'm a little confused here. So
yep.
If I'm confused, that's not actually a hard thing. I get confused a lot. But I've heard two words now. I've heard Mount Athos and I've heard Mount Olympus.
Yep.
So let's clear that yep. up a little bit.
Yep. So when we first established Mount Olympus, it was like, well, what makes you think of Greek culture? Mount Olympus. This is mm-hmm. the seat of the gods, and so that's kind of what we went with. It strikes in your mind immediately what we're talking about, that classical Greek culture. But as we continue to think about the brand, even a couple months into our first months of sales,
mm-hmm. after the launch, even.
Right after the launch, we were like, okay, well. We're still a young company. How can we express ourselves better? Maybe mm-hmm. supplements limits us a little bit, and Mount Olympus has a little bit of a pagan idea to it.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually did some digging, and we found another mountain that's in Greece. It's in the northern part of Greece, Mount Athos. Mm-hmm. And Mount Athos has been a big part of Greek culture for a while, and it's now like Greek, not Greek culture, Christian culture as well. Mm-hmm. There's actually a legend, the Athenite legend of Mother Mary and St. John getting shipwrecked on the island of Athos and then coming to Mount Athos, and Mother Mary blesses this island. And since then, it's been a center of Christian culture.
Yeah.
So,
which it regardless of how you feel about the legend.
Right, exactly.
Right now, the mountain of Mount Athos means holy mountain.
Yeah, it means holy mountain. And so we're like, that fits more of where we want to be. It has, Athos is, you can tell it's a Greek name, but it's also, if you do, you're digging on it, it's a Christian mountain.
Mm-hmm.
We've claimed that for Christ. So mm-hmm. That's kind of where, and then with performance as well, it kind of opens us up in terms of like the supplements or the products we're going to create, and as well as content as well, if we want to expand the
yep.
brand.
The other thing is that it wasn't as much even that Olympus seemed pagan, and so we didn't. It was something to do with that. But you know, we believe that Christ is king over everything. Yep. Every pagan god will bow the knee to Christ, or has already. and so we were more seriously interested in making sure that our customers recognized that we were not just another hedonistic supplement company right. out there just trying to get you to look your best so that you can go live a life of hedonism.
Right.
And we felt like Mount Athos gave that better because we were so early on in our launch. We felt like, hey, we can be nimble. We can change on this. And so that's what we did.
Yep. Amen. So that's kind of the idea for Mount Athos Performance. And what the message that we want to be pushing here is an idea of a lifestyle of fitness for the purpose of longevity. That's kind of what our brand is about. If we're talking about glorifying God, we don't want these one-off moments where we go to the gym and that's the gym, and then the rest of our lives is the rest of our lives. One thing flows into the other, whether that's work, whether that's church, whether that's working out.
Mm-hmm.
So each of these things flow into each other, and with a focus of glorifying God. And so that's kind of where we got this longevity-focused perspective of Arete. We're going to take that and apply it to fitness. So there's a quote from Miyamoto Musashi, this famous Japanese philosopher. But he says, if you know the way broadly, you see it in everything. So when it comes to fitness and performance, you have to apply discipline to see benefits. And it's the same way with your spiritual life. If you read the Bible and you pray and you fellowship with fellow believers, you're going to grow spiritually. It's the same thing for fitness. So we want to encourage that longevity-focused perspective and change the day from the day-to-day to a focused lifestyle. And for the ultimate goal of glorifying God, Paul does this analogy where seeing the way broadly and seeing it in all things, Paul uses the analogy of the Olympics, mm-hmm. in his as he's writing to the Corinthian church, he says, "Now everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things. They then do it to receive a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. Therefore, I run in such a way as not without aim. I box in such a way as not beating the air. But I discipline my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified." Mm-hmm. So he's taking this analogy of sports and fitness and performing for a purpose, and he's taking that and applying to his spiritual life, his calling to glorify God and preach the gospel to others. And he's combining those two things that we can do that each give separate rewards, a crown, an incorruptible, but with this, it's a corruptible crown. It's earthly. It passes away versus the incorruptible crown of
absolutely
heaven.
Yeah.
So,
and even beyond that is the idea that we're not Gnostics. So we don't believe that the body is irrelevant. We don't believe that we are actually pure spirits trapped in this corruptible body that we just need to be free of. We do believe that our body is corruptible, that it will die one day, but we also believe that it will one day be resurrected from the ground, and that how we will actually spend eternity is with a new resurrected body. And so part of what we can do as we discipline our spiritual lives is we can also discipline our physical lives as well. And even though physical discipline is not as important as spiritual discipline, it is not unimportant. As long as it is following after the first ordered love of spiritual love for Christ, then loving Christ with our bodies is something exactly that we should do. Whatever you eat, whatever you drink, and whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. That's what Paul tells us.
Absolutely. And so that kind of brings us full circle there of what we want to encourage you guys with our brand, with our supplements, is thinking in that longevity perspective, thinking about what's your ultimate goal in life. What's your ultimate goal for the things you're doing, whether it's work and school and church? Like, you have goals in life, and so really thinking long-term, that's what we want to encourage with this brand. Do you have anything else to add on that note?
No, I love it. We want to see I do actually. I have one more thing.
Go ahead.
We wanted to be explicit with our Christianity. Yeah. We are not exclusively a Christian company, meaning that you don't have to be a Christian to work here. We definitely have some people who work here who are not Christians, but we want to be intentionally Christian.
We're working on that, though.
Yeah, we're working on that, exactly. And it's not a secret either. But,
yeah.
But we want to be explicit in the fact that we exist as a company because of the grace of God. And so just that's the other idea behind this, even just this this show, is to make sure that people have no that it's not it's completely unambiguous that we are Christians.
Absolutely. So I hope you guys have got to know us and the brand as well through this first episode here. We're going to be coming out with more content here in the near future. So stay tuned, you guys. Thank you for all your support so far. If you guys we're in the middle of changing our domain and our Instagram. We're currently MountOlympusSupplements.com, soon to be AthosPerform.com, and then our Instagram is Mount Olympus Supplements. So check us out, and see you here in the near future. Thank you.
See you guys.
All right. That was much better.
Yeah, that was sweet.
I feel much better about that.
I thought that was great. I feel really happy with that.
Definitely things I can improve on, because I can tell, like, just breathing, like, as I'm talking.
Sure.
Like, I subconsciously am, like, hearing myself breathe.
Yeah, right.
But
yeah.
Also, like, but I feel much better about that.
Yeah, no, and I